another 10,000 from Paul Lely on...
Another Group 1 for Peter and Paul Snowden in the red and white colours, and exciting times ahead for Marzu. Talking to Michael Ward from Triple Crown earlier this hour, the ride may well continue, but right now it's time to talk to Paul Snowden and celebrate that win of Marzu yesterday. Congratulations, Paul.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.
How were you feeling, and particularly during the week with the talk of the weather and the transfer of the meeting? How did that impact the way you were feeling about his chances?
Yeah, look, certainly probably didn't come into play so much until on the day when I arrived on Friday, and obviously all this rain during the week. It was sort of starting to get a little bit serious. And then obviously, you know, it kept raining throughout the whole day. We had two downgrades yesterday, and we all know how good he is on a wet track. But this is totally different profile again yesterday, and thankfully, he got through the conditions. He got the job done.
With the horse, well, as a young horse, he was flying high, so he's always been aimed at the elite races, so to speak, and he's now won 7 from 11. What was it that he showed you early on that made you think that, you know, he was a horse that, you know, effectively could contest some very good races early in his career?
Yeah, look, he always had the ability there to work well, and obviously that's pretty easy to see, but he just had to mend his ways. He was just doing things 100 mile an hour. He was very upset, you know, in his work early in the morning. He'd sweat up a lot. 4 o'clock in the morning, you come down and he'd be a muck lather, walk out in the track first horse. So it's just one of those things that obviously we had to geld him and to get the best out of him, but just how he turned himself around and less than, you know, sort of one preparation, and certainly gives you a good feeling and sort of how far he can go. Well, that's going to be told by him.
When they've got that high energy about them, is there anything you can do to just modify their training regime? You've gelded him, as you said, and there could be some maturity, but as trainers, are there things you can do to try and just help him be a little bit more at ease?
Well, of course there is. You know, different times you work in them and different gear to substitute, sort of, you know, correspond with sort of how they react and things like that. But he was, nothing sort of clicked with the horse. He was always the same way every single morning. He was just hard for himself to sort of relax into a routine. And, like I said, once we gelded, the ability was always there. The clock would prove that, and just how effortless he was when he did work. But obviously now he's got to obviously Group 1 level, and hopefully he can keep continuing on to that a good level next preparation.
Talking to Michael Ward previously this morning, and indicated that now you've got those Everest slots secured, you don't need to try and, you know, win other races, so to speak. You can effectively work back from your grand final, wanting to peak him on that day. How does that translate to you now from a trainer, and what it might mean for Marzu?
Yeah, no, that's totally correct. I wish they would have probably waited till after the week yesterday to announce that he got the slot. It was probably a little bit of added pressure, I suppose, but you know, to see the horse pull through was amazing, and obviously now we sort of, you know, we've got one racing in mind with him, so you know, it's different to sort of Red Zell days. You know, he sort of had to win his spot into the race, and mind you had him up pretty forward, but that's how you had to have Red Zell, and you know, he obviously got the job done, but it's a bit of a relaxed sort of approach, I suppose, if that's how you want to call it, just going into an Everest preparation now.
Are there any similarities in terms of the style of horse that now Marzu's developed into and what Red Zell was when he was at his peak?
No, there is a lot, actually. When Red Zell was a colt, he was a little bit the same. His sort of one run wasn't the same as the next. He was up and down. He win by 3 or 4 and he'd get beat by 3 or 4. And that's pretty much in a nutshell what made the ultimate gear change for himself was that sort of inconsistency and wanting to sort of over race and pull quite hard in their work. Obviously, we've seen the benefits of that. He's such conserved a lot of energy and he's very strong through the line as he was yesterday.
Blanket finish at Scone yesterday. I know you were on course at Eagle Farm, but Vulpine just swamping Rangers late. What did you make of the run in the Hortensia?
Oh, mate, he's he was batting above his average there yesterday. We put him in a stage race first up. He's never competed at that level. Last time in, he went to through the benchmark system and went to he won three or four races there. But see what he did yesterday was outstanding. It's just a testament to how tough the horse is and how well he's going.
You raised the bar with Poitier at the Gold Coast, running fourth behind Zaki in the Hollandale. I see he holds a nomination for the Doomben Cup next week, likely reclash with Zaki there. How'd he come through that run, first of all, at the Gold Coast?
Very good. He's tightened up every time he's gone around this horse, so he's heading in the right direction. Gee, it's a little bit dicey to see this weather pattern late in the week. In Brisbane, again, it looks pretty average, so we'll see what happens with the weather, but... he's ticking along lovely and looking forward to next week. A
few other noms for some of the features coming up in Queensland. Senior Fox, I Am Superman, he probably wouldn't like the rain if he was heading up there. Is there one or two, particularly even the two-year-olds that might head up there, you think that can make a mark?
Yeah, look, this weather's really put a spanner in the works now. We held a lot of horses back to come up here and we're getting that sort of frustration of being in these wet tracks again, which is not ideal. So I think you'll find... pretty much a lot of these will be pulled the pin again, and we look forward to the spring, I think, because it's just no point in flogging them on these wet tracks and knowing that they're not going to handle it. We certainly are in a bit of a unprecedented times as far as the weather goes.
And did mention with Michael Ward earlier, Revolutionary Miss, just an update on where she is following that Blue Diamond placing?
Yes, so she's coming in the stable, and obviously... It's a preparation towards the spring carnival. So look, she's had plenty of time out there. It's always good to sort of get them out as early as you can. This is probably the last good spell they'll ever get, probably pretty much in their life. It's a matter of weeks in the paddock from now on in. So she's had a great time out, and she'll only come back better and stronger.
Terrific day for the stable yesterday, Paul. Congratulations. Travel home safely from Queensland, and look forward to seeing the preparation. Targeted at the Everest for Marzu when he heads that way.
Will do, mate. Thank you.